AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A giant monument to General Robert E. Lee is no longer towering over the Confederacy's former capital. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In Richmond, Virginia, cheers and chants as a crew lowered the 21-foot bronze monument more than a century after it was raised and a year after Governor Ralph Northam ordered it removed in a major win for civil rights advocates.
Remnant like this that glorifies the lost cause of the Civil War, it needs to come down, and this is, you know, hopefully part of a new day, a new era.
Four other Confederate statues on Richmond's Monument Avenue came down last summer. Mayor LeVar Stoney says it's apropos that the only one left is a black tennis star, Arthur Ashe.
I'm pretty confident he'll withstand the test of time.
I'm Sagar Magani.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Taliban is not letting charters leave an airport in Mazar El Sharif in Afghanistan.
They claim that some of the passengers do not have the required documentation. While there are limits to what we can do without personnel on the ground, without an airport with normal security and procedures in place, we are working to do everything in our power to support those flights and to get them off the ground.
Blinken says these charters need to be able to depart. He also says the Taliban will need to earn legitimacy in Afghanistan. World Health Organization leader Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus wants rich countries with large supplies of coronavirus vaccines to hold back from offering booster shots through the end of the year.
We don't want any more promises. We just want the vaccines.
He says an earlier request has largely fallen on deaf ears. The cleanup has started in Acapulco from the full impact of a magnitude 7 earthquake that shook most of southern Mexico. This is AP News. 20 men charged in the 2015 attacks in Paris are on trial. 130 people were killed in the attacks.
Of the 20 men charged, only 14 are appearing in court. Chief among them is Salah Abdeslam, who ditched his car and a malfunctioning suicide vest and ultimately fled to a hideout in his hometown of Brussels. He's the only one charged with murder. Abdeslam, the first in alphabetical order, was asked to stand first to identify himself. Requested to state his profession, Abdeslam said his ambition is to become a fighter for Islamic State. Five of the other six being tried in absentia are presumed dead. The whereabouts of one man is unknown. Most of the defendants faced the maximum sentence of life in prison if convicted of complicity in the attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pressure built around Israel's prison system after fires broke out at several facilities and the government hunted for six Palestinian escapees who have been on the run since they tunneled out. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.